In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Father Deacons, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Well, that was actually pretty good. All right, so today... to as the anti-Pascha, and that doesn't mean against, but it means instead of. See, because what we have today is we have Thomas experience in a sense the resurrection. The apostles had seen the Lord, and Thomas was not with them. And so Thomas, when the apostles came and spoke to him, said, "I will not believe unless I place my hand in his side and my fingers in the imprints of the nails." And so what happened is Christ then came back and revealed himself. And this is a wonderful thing. It's beautiful to see how our God, out of his great love for Thomas, came back. He came back to show him. He, you know, there's no need to. He didn't have to come back, but he did. He chose to come to the doubting disciple and to reveal himself to him. And so this is the first thing that we can take from this, is the great love that our God has for us. That he comes to us even when we don't believe, to encourage us, to strengthen us in our faith. That like Thomas, he does not want us to not believe in him, but he wants us to be encouraged and be drawn to him. There are a number of other things that are happening in addition to seeing Christ's great love for us. This also is the time when we see and we hear Thomas's great proclamation to God. It's interesting, there's this kind of theme where someone doubts and then they give this great proclamation. So, for instance, Martha, when Christ came after Lazarus had died, she doubts that he could raise him from the dead. She says, "Oh Lord, if you had been here, he would have lived," not recognizing that Christ had the power to raise him from the dead. And then she gives this great proclamation saying that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. Likewise, Thomas, we see he starts off with doubt, and then Christ comes to him, and then he says one of the strongest places in the scriptures where we see Christ being recognized for who he is, being recognized as God. After he touches his side and puts his hands in the print of the nails, he says to him, "My Lord and my God." And this shows something very important. It shows that he recognized the divinity that was there. So here we see Thomas, because of that great blessing of Christ having in his kindness come back to him, Thomas then recognizes both the divinity, but also the humanity of Christ. He touched him as a man. He touched his body. And we see that he recognized that he was still a man, but yet he was also fully God. And so we have this great proclamation, "My Lord and my God." And it's amazing to think about this, to think that this wasn't the blessing of saying this wasn't from one of the apostles who was there the first week who believed. It was from the one who said, "No, I'm not going to believe it unless this and this." And Christ in his great love came back and showed him, assured him of the resurrection. But also when he came back, he gave him this opportunity, this great opportunity to confess Jesus as Lord and God, confessing his divinity after having witnessed his humanity. And then the third thing that we see, in addition to Christ's great love for us and the great love for Thomas, and then he came back when he had his doubt, and thus also his great love for us, knowing that he does the same thing for us, and also that great proclamation that Thomas made that shows the divinity of Christ. The third thing that we have here is the blessing that Christ gives to all of us. Because he says that you believe because you've seen me. He goes, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." And that's referencing us. We never got to see the risen Lord with our physical eyes the way that the other apostles and Thomas did. And yet God gives us this blessing that we are blessed because we believe. And it's important to remember that there are going to be times when, like Thomas, when we doubt. But yet Christ, like he did with Thomas, will come to us and will strengthen us in our faith and will encourage us and will draw us to him so that we can, like Thomas, announce that he is Lord and God, that he is fully God and fully man, that he has come and been raised again from the dead for our salvation. And it's through that that God will bless us and bless those of us who have not seen, and in the hopes that we can be a blessing to those around us, that we can be witnesses to those who have not seen, that they too may come to that place where they can confess Jesus as Lord and God. To his glory, that of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.